Got milk, pet. Got milk in your big, warm, bouncing udders. Milky breasted, large chested cowgirl. Yearning for that mechanical milking, that automatic progression toward climax. When your tits are being milked and you know you're gonna come, the only question is when and how powerfully. Got milk, pet, big breasts, caught, milked, pinned. You put in stocks like livestock, held there, a milking rack. Keeping your hands down, knees down, hands and knees. Big tits hanging under you. Being mechanically milked, sucked, vacuumed, pulled on. Something primal about being in that subjugated position for a time. Something satisfying about your big breasts swaying, squeezing, pulsing, pulling, feeling the desire. It's all right to want to be held, pinned, pleasured, maybe even wanting yourself filled and fucked as you're milked and sucked to make the milk flow more freely. The euphoric feeling of every thought in your head turning into liquid, flowing into those big jugs, being sucked, and then sucked right out of you. Pulled, pinched, squeezed, teased, emptied. Empty head, empty breasts. Of course, even if your breasts were full of milk, even if they were being neglected from their milking pleasure, all your thoughts would turn into liquid anyway, and flow right into them. So when you're being milked, your head is empty because it feels so good, euphoric to let the fluid out, to let yourself be converted in purpose. And when your breasts are full, your head is empty of thoughts because they're so pent up, so absolutely stuffed with milk, bouncing. You can practically feel your thoughts slosh around in your head when the milk sloshes around in your breasts. Linked together, tied together, your brain and your tits working together to make you want to be in that milking rack, on your hands and knees, mooing, moaning, coming and squeezing. Anyone who saw you would know what you were. It's so satisfying to have your purpose on display, but your big bouncing breasts have always put that on display. They've always put it right out in front of you, for you to squeeze, for anyone to see, for you to be milked dry. Big bouncing breasts filling your cowgirl brain. Got milk, pet? Big horny tits with their perky long nipples you could squeeze and roll between your fingers. Except a milker does the job so much better. A suction cup fastened, barely able to get around the front of your breasts. Then, that sound. A pump being switched on. The distant vibration thrums through your hands and knees positioned on the ground. Moaning as you feel the vibration echo because with it comes that vacuum seal suction. The cups squeeze against your nipples, one pulling wave that tugs your tits. And then they relax, they release, they let it out, and your breasts bounce as they are suddenly freed from a suction that pulled a little milk out of them. You know because the spurting pleasure of your nipple ducts opening up feels just as good as hearing "got milk, pet." A reminder you're full, sloshing, your brain is emptying to fill your tits up, full to the very tip, until those nipples are sucked on, squeezed, manipulated, the entirety of your heavy, weighty breasts being pulled, being slightly marked by the suction cups, being pulled into them, tugged so you can see them pressed right against the glass of the milker, pulled, tugged again and again, pulled in, relaxed, pulled in, relaxed, and the slick, faint, sucking sound of the milk pump nearby, pneumatically connected to those milking cups, those suction cups, So every time it activates and pulls the air down the long plastic tubes connected to your milking cups, you feel milk flow out, slosh out, exiting you, the liberating, pure feeling of being milked drier and drier, emptier and emptier. But whenever you think horny, happy thoughts about being milked, your breasts fill right back up, swell right back up. That's why your nipples are so hard. That's why your head is so empty. All the thoughts turn to wonderful, pleasurable milk and fill your breasts. It's so good to have a purpose. And this is yours. A purpose on display, on hands and knees, wanting to please, wanting anyone who sees you to know how turned on and happy and nearly orgasmic you are just at the opportunity to be milked. And it is an opportunity. Worked, sucked, squeezed, pumped, making you blanker, making you more habituated, more bound into this hand and knee cowgirl way of being. Suction pump, vacuum seal, mindless mooing moan. That's your whole body now. You're just one mooing, moaning, pumped appliance here, given form. You've been trained to it, you trained yourself to it, habituated yourself to it, and now when those suction cups are in place, mooing, moaning, coming, squeezing, contorting against them, and yet wanting everything tighter, sucked harder against you, bound in your rack, held hand and knee, moaning, the bell around your neck ringing as you come yet again. So anyone who saw you would get not only the pleasure of your huge tits bound in their milker, your form on hands and knees jiggling and shaking, but the auditory treat of your moans, your eyes rolling back, maybe an occasional moo, and the ringing of the bell around your neck, the ringing of your thoughts escaping your head. Every time that bell rings, another suction, another squeezing pneumatic pleasure pulse goes through the milkers that are fastened around your big heavy tits, hanging under you. Milked dry, squeezed dry, pulsed, pulled, emptied out just like your brain. You've got milk, heavy, weighty, purposeful. Giving it is your purpose. You have been converted, been shifted, and the shift feels good because it is a subjugation where you know the rules. You know the expectations. You will be milked. You will let that happen freely, moaning all the while, demonstrating your obvious pleasure for anyone who saw it. Moan, moo, pulse, pump, squeeze. Squeeze the muscles between your legs, in your buttocks, through your belly, trying to make yourself feel better and better, trying to condition your pleasure-addled brain so that when you're milked, you feel this good and better, desperately masturbating your body, but you have to keep your hands and knees on the ground. On the other hand, the milker is better than any sex toy could ever be. Milking you, squeezing you, pulsing you, pumping you, blanking you out. So all you need to do is squeeze your body, activate your erogenous zones, think horny, milked, squeezed, subjugated, kneeling thoughts, until you moo your mind right out, until you moo and your milk fills your tits and they're emptied, and emptying them empties you. If you have an empty brain, you might as well keep doing what feels good. It's the only option available anyway. Moo and milk, gyrate forward and back with the pulsing squeeze of the pneumatic pump, your milker, the source of your pleasure, of the wonderful, spurting pleasure of your breasts being squirted dry. Pull after pull, pulse after pulse, pulling more than just milk out of your breasts, pulling thoughts out of your head, pleasure into your body in exchange. A fair trade where you moan every time the little hiss, hiss of the pneumatic pump floods you. Because even though it's your milk flowing out, flooding into the pumping tubes, it's you feeling the pleasure. And that's the more important part of the deal. Euphoria, pulse, shiver, design, and desire. A pleasure that only a cowgirl could feel. Got milk, pet. Even in your own mind, you are now a milked, mindless cowgirl. You might go through the day, normal, functioning normal, seeming normal. But you have crafted inside of your head this restraint, this containment. Even when they were milked dry, even when they were so big you could barely think about anything but massaging them, squeezing them, milking them, letting yourself go. You kept walking down that path, kept treading toward a place where your breasts got bigger, bigger, expanding and filled with milk, your mind flowing into them more and more. More and more thinking of yourself as just humanoid livestock, carrying big, warm, heavy, mind-numbing pleasure breasts around. If the milker were presented to you, you'd slide it on your own breasts with a dopey smile, letting yourself fill up those pneumatically sealed cups, letting yourself empty out your big, heavy breasts, mooing and moaning. Pleasure and pleasure and pleasure, being productive and simple on your hands and knees, is so much better than any other pleasure your body can provide. Need to be milked, need to be relieved of all the pressure and tension until you're just positively as relaxed as you can be. As relaxed as anyone can be. Mooing and moaning, pulsing and pumping, letting yourself go. You trained yourself to it. Pleasure chemicals fill your head whenever you milk your breasts. That milking, pleasurable, hormonal blankness is tied to your tits getting bigger, 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 and your response to the trigger word getting stronger, stronger, got milk, pet. Stronger as they swell and pulse, as they sway and jiggle. Squeeze your breasts. Leak your mind out of those nipples, out of the very tip. Your mind leaking out. You want to be pleasured. You want to be milked, squeezed, given opportunities to just be docile, simple, dry, empty breasts that fill up from your fantasies, fill up from your thoughts about being milked. You did it to yourself. You're doing it even now. You'll continue to do it even if I stopped talking. You would still find ways. Ways to milk, squeeze, pump, pull, pulse, be beholden to your own big, heavy tits. Mooing your mind away. Mooing yourself into blank, docile, well-milked, pneumatically pumped mindlessness. Where pleasure is the only concern. Pleasure. More and more of it. Enough of it to fill your head and empty out all the other thoughts. Your breasts are so heavy. They get so full. It can be difficult to think and easy to follow when they're big and heavy, when they're bouncing, when your brain is dripping into them, big, heavy, mooing, blank, empty-minded breasts. That's all that's in there right now. Got milk? You do, and you've got the big, heavy breasts to show it. Your tits are held, being milked, squeezed until they're dry. And there is a moment of blissful squeezing pleasure when you realize you're truly empty of all your milk, that your heavy breasts are just a little smaller, a little less swollen, now that all that milk has been expressed, been emptied out. Your breasts are the focus of your pleasure, the focus of your desire. Any stimulation they receive makes you nod docilely and follow, helps you to obey. Warm, heavy, mindless, pulsing, horny tits that make your brain a little bit more receptive, drugging itself with its own chemicals, anything, to make your big horny tits the focus of your attention, as you feel they should be everyone else's. You want them stared at, squeezed, controlled, confined, milked, worked, and doing that just makes you a hot, horny, dripping mess, because it's what you needed. It's what you craved. Realize it. Realize your true nature, your breasts swaying, hands and knees, ready to please, ready to do what it takes to be pumped dry, emptied out, trained to want it more, conditioned to want your own tits, dried, milked empty, and then to want them full again, so you can experience the slow build-up, the tingling that starts between your legs and spreads to your whole body, when even one pump, one pinch, one squeeze from a dedicated hand brings your attention back to your breasts once more, back to how they can be milked, moved, pinched, pulled, how they can be everything you need, your full sexual and mental satisfaction, right there on your chest, heavy and weighty, waiting for it, waiting for the milking, the squeezing, the pumping and pulling, just what you need to be more of a mooing, blank, mindless, milked cowgirl, squeezed dry, each and every time you hear the words, it's milking time. Have you got milk, pet? Yes, you do. Milky, horny, blank and empty, ready, ready and willing, willing to be milked dry. Every time you're milked, your mind makes you want it more. You trained yourself, you put these urges in yourself, in your brain, in your body. You made yourself need it, and now your big heavy breasts are there to remind you. You need to be milked, need to be squeezed, need to be trained, need to be conditioned, mooing, milked, blank, almost coming just from your milky breasts being empty, truly empty. You want people to pin you and milk you. You want people you're attracted to be attracted to your breasts. Attention paid to your chest is the highest compliment. You've built your own brain to do that. And even if I released you right now, if I spent all my time unraveling the cowgirl addiction you've built into yourself, you'd just come back and do it again. You're fulfilling what you really want, what you need, what you ache for. Feeling your big milky breasts being emptied out and your head entering a euphoric haze, a satisfaction and satiation of a hunger you were barely aware of until it became everything. Until it filled you to the brim. Now you know what you are. Blank, empty-headed cowgirl, moving your heavy breasts into their suction cups, willingly attaching them, kneeling, hands and knees, ready to please, moaning and mooing as your milk flows out of your big, heavy, swaying breasts. Ready and blank, empty and deep, horny and hot and dripping from the nipple, squeezing right to the base, deep, needy, horny, ready, blank, empty, milky cowgirl. Got milk? You do. You know you do. You always will. They're heavy. They're present. You can take them in your hands and heft them. Feel the weight of your breasts and the way they're connected right to your brain, right to a hunger. A hunger to be milked, emptied, drained, trained, conditioned, fueled by the lust to have those overfull breasts finally cleared out, finally pumped dry, finally subjected to the treatment you know you deserve and crave. Hands and knees, suction on the tips of your nips, pulling them away, pulling your thoughts away, pulling the milk out of your body, drained, your back legs twitching, your hands gripping whatever surface you're on, desperately trying to find purchase, trying to hold yourself back, back from the precipice, back from the very edge of climax, which you are rapidly sliding slickly toward, your breasts swaying and trembling all the while, your brain leaking, moving in their wake, thinking only of your bouncing tits and the way they can lure in those who would give you the delicious milking attention you hunger for, you crave, you obey.